us. Everybody in the whole wide world, everybody needs Jesus. Everybody has a right to know.
Well, I guess I'd like to welcome you to the first edition of our podcast. It's pretty difficult, I guess, trying to figure out what to say and what to talk about. I got the idea for doing this after Cindy and I listened to Cory Doctorow's podcast, where he read The Hacker Crackdown, and at the start of that, he had come up with about a five-minute spiel about what was going on in his life at the time. I thought, oh, wow, that'd be pretty interesting to do, and an interesting way to keep up with people once we were overseas. So I finally gotten around to starting it, and it's fairly difficult to come up with something to talk about. I guess that takes us to the format that this podcast will take. We're going to try to come up with about a 10-minute spiel every week, telling you a little bit about life here in Serbia, what we have going on, what's going on, what we've seen God do, what we're doing, what the weather is like, anything that interests us, basically, that we think you might want to know. This week, I guess I'll start off by mentioning that our introduction music is part of a song called Everybody Needs Jesus. It's from a video made by Good News Productions. Their website is gnpi.org. Or you can just Google for Everybody Needs Jesus. You should find a YouTube copy of the video you can watch. If you check out our website later, I'll put up some links you can have to look at to follow to find out more about that. But it's a really neat video. You should take the time to watch it, and it kind of cuts to the heart of our life, what our lives should be about. Basically telling people about Jesus, about his love for us, what he did for us, and how we can have a relationship with God once more at a point in our lives. I'll also mention that we haven't been the best at sending out email updates to people, but we have kept our website up to date, so I'll just plug our RSS feeds. Be sure to check those out. You can stay up to date if you check our blog regularly, which you know the address of. It's www.maxons.org. You can go there, read what we have going on. Pretty much we try to blog at least 4 or 5, maybe even more times a week about what we have going on a given day. I guess this podcast will talk a little bit about language learning. That's been a big thing for us the past 4 months we've been here. This is my first time really ever learning a language. Cindy took French while she was in high school, but this is my first real time learning a language. Not only do we have to remember what the words mean, and that the word for milk is mleko, or zdravo is hello and goodbye, and so is ciao, and there's about 15 words for everything, but we need to remember phrases too, like drugi put. Drugi put basically means some other time, although the word drugi can mean second. So not only do we have to remember words, we have to remember phrases, but then on top of that we have to remember cases. And we don't have cases in English, but it's a fairly interesting addition to the language where words change based on what you're trying to say. So if my friend Radko and I were going somewhere together, I could say sa Radko om, add the om on the end to his name, and it makes a brand new word, but basically it just boils down to it means with Radko. Or if you are in Čačak, like we are now, if you live in Čačak, you can say živim u Čačku, which you add the u on the end to kind of mean where you are. Or if you're going to Čačak, you could say Edom u Chachek. That is in another case. The Chachek in that case is this case called accusative that you use when you talk about it's kind of this bucket where you lump everything. So you can put lots of things into it. But so we've got to remember words. We've got to remember these phrases. We've got to remember cases. We've got to remember to use them all the time. But then we've got to remember idioms. And if you've never thought about how many idioms you use during your life, during your daily life as an American who speaks English, you ought to try. Even simple things like hanging a U-ey in the street to make a U-turn, or well, nothing else comes to mind right now, but even simple things like that, you've just got to know what they mean. And if you don't know what they mean, you can't find out what they mean by adding up every word in the sentence, because then it doesn't mean anything. Kind of like poking the rain down. If it's poking the rain down, it's raining really, really hard, kind of poking into the ground, but that doesn't mean anything, that it's raining real hard. So all of these things kind of come together to make language learning a difficult experience, but it's a rewarding experience too. There are some days we go out and I try to talk to people and I can't remember a thing. And then there are other days when I do a fairly decent job remembering things. And then there are days when I can understand people but I can't really speak. And then there are days when I can speak but I can't really understand. And it's just hard. It's just really interesting. Our weather here, it's we spent most of the summer kind of hovering around the 90s, you know, temperatures in the 90s, maybe low to mid 30s Celsius. And in fact, we spent last week, a week and a half ago or so, was at this kind of low to mid 30s level, probably about, high 90s or so. But then overnight, virtually, our temperatures plummeted. And today, I doubt it will probably get above 10 degrees Celsius today. It's just really wacky weather we're having here. If we talk to people around town, they're like, no, this isn't normal. But they don't really know what to expect after that. So I figure this winter it could either be really, really hard, or it could be really, really easy. It's just hard to tell, and you know, with the weather, nobody knows, and we don't get to pick what we want. Speaking of the weather, I made a blog post a couple of days ago, maybe it was about this time last week, showing the weather forecast and showing this big temperature drop. So go ahead and check that out if you're interested. You can actually see degrees Celsius and what our temperature is or was forecast to be, and it's so far it seemed to be pretty accurate. If you're having trouble kind of figuring out, well, what is this degrees Celsius and how do I make it work, I did a series of posts about the metric system and kind of how arty that whole thing is, because instead of having freezing be at 32 degrees and boiling be at 212 degrees, and in the Celsius scale, water freezes at zero and it boils at 100. And if you ever want to convert between the two, there's this really big, complex mathematical formula you can use. And, you know, I can't never really do it in my head. But if you need an easy way to remember to do it, you can get close enough by just taking the Celsius temperature, double it, multiply it by 2. Then you can subtract 10%, and then you add 32 to it. So you take the Celsius temperature, say it's 10 degrees. Let's take 10 degrees Celsius. You take 10 degrees, you double it, you get to 20 degrees, you subtract 10%, that gets you to 18 degrees, then you add 32 to that, and it puts you right around 60, if I'm doing the math in my head right. If you actually go through and do the real formula, it's probably a tenth of a degree off or so, but it'll get you fairly close. Well, I see here in my thing that I'm coming up on our 10-minute mark, and that was my goal The next time, what I'm going to talk about is a bunch of close but not exactlys. And it seems that Serbia is full of these things, and we'll go into some more detail about that. In the meantime, remember to check out our website for some more details, and we'll see you next week.